Let's begin again.
Let's begin again.
Trusting Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind. Take my hand and there.
Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, A Cancer Called Anger. Our scripture verse is from Proverbs 16:32. Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city. Nothing is more devastating to a relationship than residual anger that continually rises to the surface at the slightest provocation. Now we all get angry from time to time, that's not the issue. Even Jesus got angry. But in his expression of anger, he didn't sin. The anger isn't the problem, you see. It's how we express it that can get us into trouble. If we don't express it properly, it can become destructive. On the other hand, if we keep stuffing it, it will eventually find its way into every cell of our being until we become an angry person. It's one thing to be a person who gets angry from time to time. It's another thing to become an angry person. An angry person is incapable of having a healthy, loving relationship with anyone. Residual anger becomes a barrier to intimacy. It becomes no longer just a temporary feeling, but rather it becomes who you are. Unresolved residual anger is a marriage and family killer. We need to be honest with ourselves. Take inventory to determine if you have residual anger toward anyone or anything, or even God. Then we must work toward repentance and forgiveness until the cancer of anger is fully removed and replaced with God's tenderness and mercy. Then you will be able to receive God's gift of love for yourself and extend it to others, or the cancer called anger will continue on its malignant course of destruction. So the question we want to ask today, do you think I'm an angry person? How does it show? How does it make you feel? And prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to manage our anger in a way that is pleasing to you. We offer it up to you and humbly ask that you would replace it with tenderness and mercy.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by the Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's meet.